now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. On Wednesday evening, the UL Wind Ensemble will give their fall concert, conducted by Dr. William Hockepole. Features quite a number of interesting pieces, including the Louisiana premiere of a setting of Prokofiev's Vision Fugitives, written and conducted by Dr. Jason Missal. There are works by Fisher Toll, Joel Puckett, and Ron Nelson. That's 7:30 on Wednesday at Angel Hall Auditorium. It's open to everyone. And at the Hilliard University Art Museum on Wednesday, there will be an artist talk with Professor Stephen Breaux. The title of his talk is Waking Spaces, the Emerging Art Object, Quantum Theory, and Algorithmic Art. It accompanies an exhibit that he has at the Acadiana Center for the Arts right now in the side gallery. All are invited to this talk. It starts at 6 o'clock in the Hilliard's A. Hayes Town Building. On Wednesday as well, the Silverbacks Improv Theater presents Untold Horror, Improvised Nightmares. That's at the Feed and Seed on Grant Street. For further information, you can go to the Silverbacks website or their Facebook page. In Grand Coteau on Wednesday, there is a book release with poet John Warner Smith and artist Dennis Paul. It's the release of a UL Press book called Spirits of the Gods, 7 to 9 in Grand Coteau at Chicory's Coffee and Cafe, hosted by Festival of Words. On Thursday, October 26th at 5 p.m., there is a lecture in Fletcher Hall given by Professor William Germano entitled Visual Studies and the Development of the Modern Eye Chart with some notes on the metaphysics of vision. All are invited to attend. Also opening on Thursday, the Movement Lab Dance Group's Halloween Dream at the Hive on Jefferson Street. And the Levy Lecture will take place on Thursday. Dr. Edward Mendelsohn, who is a professor of English and Comparative Literature at Columbia University, will give the annual lecture in Oliver Hall in the auditorium on the first floor. His topic will be T.S. Eliot's Real Citizens and Unreal Cities. So he's quite an Eliot scholar as well, and the talk will focus on the changing ways in which T.S. Eliot thought about psychology and society and tries to suggest some ways in which Eliot's thinking helped to illuminate the purpose of literature and other arts. That's the annual Flora Plonsky Levy Lecture. All are invited to attend this Thursday, 7:30 in Oliver Hall on the UL campus. And then on Saturday, the UL Symphony Halloween Concert will take place. It's their annual Halloween concert, 7:30 in Angel Hall Auditorium. Orchestra members will be wearing costumes, and the audience is encouraged to show up in their favorite Halloween costumes as well. Some of the musical highlights of this year's concert include Dukas' The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Strauss's opening to Also Sprach Zarathustra, of course from 2001 A Space Odyssey was used for that, Stravinsky's Firebird Suite, Humperdinck's The Evening Prayer, and Spider Pig from The Simpsons Movie. There will be guest appearances by the UL Choirs, the UL Opera Theater, and the UL Dance Department. It's just going to be a grand, joyous celebration of Halloween this Saturday, October 28th, 7:30 in Angel Hall Auditorium. For further information, you can go to the School of Music's website or listen tomorrow when we have Professor Mike Blaney, who is the conductor of the UL Orchestra. He'll be in our studios talking about the Halloween concert. Continuing this weekend at Cité des Arts, the Lauren Riley Elliott Company's production of A Streetcar Named Desire, directed by Cooper Helm. That will run through the weekend. For further information, you can go to the LRE website or Facebook page or call Cité des Arts. This Saturday is the Book Festival, the Louisiana Book Festival, that will take place in Baton Rouge, all over the downtown area and at the festival grounds and at the Capitol Park Museum. You can go to their website, the Louisiana Book Festival. It's louisianabookfestival.org. There are quite a number of Lafayette writers, UL writers, and the UL Press will be well represented at the Louisiana Book Festival. John Loden's The Amazing Crawfish Boat will be a featured book talk, 3:30 to 4 at the Capitol Park Museum. And again, you can find a complete listing of talks and book signings at louisianabookfestival.org. This Saturday in Grand Coteau is the annual Sweet Dough Pie Festival from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the grounds of St. Charles Borromeo Church. That's on Church Street in Grand Coteau. There will be a Sweet Dough Pie contest, and I believe there are professional bakers as well as home bakers, and there's every type of Sweet Dough Pie that will be at the Sweet Dough Pie Festival. They do have a website, sweetdoughgc.com. Auditions for the Bayou Broadway production of Little Women will take place. That will be held on Sunday, October 29th at 4 p.m. at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. For more information, you can call the Grand Opera House of the South. And looking ahead to next week at UL in Angel Hall, the Commodores Jazz Ensemble will be on their national tour, and you can hear them Monday, October 30th at 7:30 in Angel Hall. And then UL Lafayette's press, the UL Press, will have a showcase next week, Wednesday, November 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Alumni Center. The showcase will spotlight many of their fall releases from the UL Press, as well as a number of titles that were released earlier. On Thursday, we will be speaking with photographer Emil Wagener, who has a collection of portraits of Cajun musicians that he has taken from the 80s, and there are some current photographs as well. The UL Press has published a collection of those portraits, and we'll be speaking with him on Thursday about his work and that book as well. So that showcase is next week on Wednesday, November 1st. And as Cecil mentioned a little earlier, this is KRVS's fall fundraiser, and we hope that you will take a moment to pledge your support, to support all of the programs that you listen to and that you rely on throughout the week. We really appreciate those of you who have made the effort to call or go online to make your contribution. And we hope to hear from those of you who have been waiting for the past few days, adding up all the hours you listen and making a decision about how much you're going to pledge. We'll be with you through All Things Considered this afternoon, and we hope you'll make that contribution during All Things Considered. You can make it by credit card. You can make a donation in monthly installments. So you can ask us more about that when you call. You can do that by credit card, or our membership program will keep track of that for you. Lots of ways to give to KRVS, and we'll be with you later this afternoon telling you more about it. This is day five, so we are midway through the fundraiser, and it is time to come up with those public radio algorithms and make your donation to KRVS. Please stay with us through the evening. Of course, in addition to our fundraiser, we have all of our programs. It is Tuesday. After All Things Considered, it is Fresh Air. And then 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears, Night Train Jazz, and then Passport to Modern Jazz by Djalma Garnier. Lots of wonderful things on KRVS's schedule this evening. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.